One result of these interactions is that equatorial air masses move away from the equator. And in the process, those equatorial winds actually take heat away from the equator and transfer it to some cooler part of Earth. And by redistributing this energy, the sun's energy, really, winds play a critical role in maintaining a temperature balance from the poles to the equator. Now, winds also help Earth maintain its balance in another way, by transporting water from one part of Earth to another. Water is contained in the air in the form of vapor, mostly through evaporation, mostly from the oceans, and so when the air moves, it carries the vapor with it to some other parts of Earth, where it can deposit it as rain or snow or some other form of precipitation. Now, actually, the transfer of heat and water by way of the wind are very closely related, because a primary way that heat energy is transferred by wind is mediated by the process of evaporation.